tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
We should insert taglines now. Oh, I'm just dropping everything today. That's just me. I'm tipsy without drinking, I guess. That's just what happens when I watch The Housewives. I just, you know.
I feel like we needed a drink today watching this.
Is this vodka?
I wish this was vodka.
I can't even. It's crazy. Hi, guys. We're back for another episode recap of The Real Housewives of New York. It's called The Lord of the Manor tonight. Thanks to Bethany, who said it. I feel like most taglines would come from Bethany, or most titles, because she's got all of the one-liners. I'm Ashley Daniels, and you can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels. And who am I here with tonight? Starting from my right.
Fern Ronay here, and you can find me at Fern Ronay.
Nice. And I'm Lindsay Wegner. You guys can find me on Twitter at Lindsay Wegner.
I am Megan Stecker. You guys can find me on Twitter at Megan Stecker.
We're all so easy.
I know.
And before we begin, we wanted to answer two questions that we brought up last week. One being, who had the smallest bikini? I think majority rule was Bethany.
Probably Bethany. Bethany or Chris? It was Kristen's real close, but Bethany's head was really cute. I loved it.
It was. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, because then we had Carol's shoes, the stripper shoes. I don't know who won that one. But in terms of smallest bikini, Bethany won. And then we have our taglines. So we went back. If we were the Real Housewives of LA, what taglines would we have? So we're going to give you that at the end. I think we should do it at the end, right?
That way you have to stay tuned the entire time.
Cool. Okay. So this episode was, it did not fail on the drama aspect of it. Crazy, crazy. But before we get into that.
Really quickly, we have a survey going on at podcastone.com. It's the listener survey. And if you would kindly go to podcastone.com, take the listener survey. It'll take you 3 minutes. You'll get instant gratification that you'll be able to help us improve, and you can tell us exactly what you think of all of the shows, not just our show, but all of the shows that you listen for free on AfterBuzz, and it would be extremely helpful, and we would be so grateful. So it's the listener survey, podcastone.com.
Awesome.
Cool. Okay. Got that out of the way.
No, I love that. Okay, great. So, Luann's dress collection, dress launch part two. Part dos. We ended with Kristen kind of telling Ramona off. And then we get the remainder of the episode. I always like those because I waited all week for this. Did you guys have any thoughts on how Kristen reacted to Ramona? Do you think she should have reacted in a different way? Do you think she should have stayed and fought her? Because I know Dorinda was saying, you know, I would have freaked out at you, Ramona. Like, you know, all these people have different opinions as to how to handle Ramona during these times. Do you think Kristen did the right thing by walking away?
I do, because I think it was Luann's party. So it wasn't like they were privately in someone's home. It would have been like a big public thing in a hotel in front of other people. And I think it was super classy of her to just walk off and make that little remark about holding onto her wine glass. I thought that was a nice little bow on the end of that argument.
Agreed.
I agree, too. I think the little comment about the holding onto a glass was great. And I saw some of the comments on YouTube. You guys agreed. I do think that Kristen handled the situation right. And I loved hearing Dorinda say that Ramona was actually being mean. Yeah. She's being mean to her. Mm-hmm. And that even though her intentions are good, her application was bad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Her delivery. Yeah. She's so right that her delivery is all wrong. And I'm so proud of Kristen that she just got up and walked away and said that about the glass. And what else is she going to do, though? Like, fight with Ramona about whether or not she's dumb? And it was just, there was no winning. So she won by just being the better person, doing the classy thing, and walking off into the sunset.
Absolutely. And it's interesting that she listens so she just will listen to Dorinda. No matter what Dorinda says, automatically her mind can change. And I think Dorinda did that. Because I think anybody else, she might get defensive. Mm-hmm. Sonia, not so much. I would say Sonia and Dorinda, she's always feeling like she doesn't have to get in the defense mode about as much. So I thought it was interesting that Dorinda did that. And Dorinda is just another reason why I love Dorinda. She just says it like it is, and she says it in a way that's not confrontational. She doesn't fight with every single fight that is occurring. Mm-hmm. She speaks when she thinks she can help the situation, mm-hmm. not just because she's going to be in front of the cameras. Mm-hmm. I love that.
I think Luann used to do that a lot, didn't she? She was a little bit more, certain battles she would fight and certain ones she'd pull back on. And that reminds me, Dorinda reminds me of that. Now I think Luann is a little bit differently in the way she handles things. But
what do you mean by different?
I think she's just a little bit more, she'll get into it with Ramona and she'll give Ramona her peace of mind. And I think normally Luann would have just been a little bit more, all right, just let Ramona, like, go off on this. I'm not even going to deal with it. Now she'll actually just jump in and be like, oh, well, Ramona calling the color blue, or I can't think of anything.
No, you're right. Because Luann gets in things now. Like, we see her later walk into the kitchen and say, we're eating dinner now. Like, she wants to get camera time or something, but she gets involved in all the fights.
She's just getting more involved lately versus staying a little bit more Switzerland.
Yeah. Right. Agreed. And we did see that even, we saw that numerous times tonight. In terms of Kristen and Bethany, that confrontation and conversation, super awkward. But it was interesting that Bethany finally, she heard her a little more. I felt like Bethany heard Kristen tonight. And she could have very easily said, listen, you attacked me last time, I'm walking away this time. And she could have very easily got out of that situation. Did you think she handled it correctly in this sense, or the way she should have handled it?
She could have walked away this time too, because once again,
that's what I'm saying.
The second she walked into the party, she's getting it from Kristen. Yeah. I was like, oh, just let her go get a cocktail first.
Yeah,
my God, because if it was me, I'd be like, all right, let me take this down right now. Now you can talk to me. What's going on here? What's your problem with me? I just felt like I was like, oh, just wait. But she stayed very classy and said, I don't think that I called you dumb. I think that, like, I just didn't think that was smart. Pop and pop of color are very similar. I just didn't think that was maybe the best way to go. But I thought Bethany handled it well, admitting that Kristen has a sour face, and then Kristen saying, well, if you don't want me to have a sour face, then don't make me have a sour face.
Yeah, that was, I couldn't believe she said that in front of her. She did have a sour face at that time, but she's just more, what you see is what you get. She feels, she wears her emotions on her sleeve, I guess, in a sense. Yeah. But I remember last week you were saying, like, well, whose emotions can't you read on their face? Which I agree with that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Bethany doesn't make a very good point in this argument. Right. And it was a little rude for her to be like, I can see your emotions all over your face, and you're making this sour puss at me all the time, and I love Bethany, and I usually always defend her, but I feel like she's wrong in this instance and should just apologize rather than being like, you give me this ugly face and then I just don't want to talk to you.
Right.
Not very nice. I guess, exactly. And sorry, but like you said, exactly, like in terms of you could be a little more verbal about your emotions. Some people are obviously more verbal than others about it. Some people hold everything in. But I was searching tonight, especially when Bethany was talking to Kristen, to see that face. I mean, I saw that it was a face, but it wasn't anything like completely out of the norm. Anybody that would be angry at that moment would have probably a similar face. So whatever Bethany's seeing, I'm just so curious what it is that she's really seeing that we're not really seeing. Because I see she's angry and she's upset, but
I think she just doesn't like, I think it's Kristen like Heather. There's something about her that she just rubs her the wrong way. She doesn't like her, but I feel bad for Kristen. Like, she's being called, possibly being called dumb, possibly, I don't like your face. Like, how much more can she take? It's not nice. But I do have to say, Bethany defended herself good in that the substance of the conversation was that it kind of got lost in translation through Carol, that she wasn't calling her dumb, that in her opinion, it wasn't the wisest choice. So that was cleared up, but poor Kristen.
I think we also, because we met Kristen, we do know that she has a really fun, great girly, like, side to her, really, really just, like, real, honest side to her, that it's just not coming across here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the show, especially this season, it's really, like, occasionally, like, she'll have a good, like, remark or, like, quip.
Yeah.
That I'm like, all right, there she is. That's who we met when she came in here to the studio. Because I know a lot of you on YouTube have said that you're not sure why she's kind of boring and stuff. She's not boring in person.
No.
She is,
really,
like, vivacious and just fun and really, really, really neat.
And in past seasons, she was like that.
Yeah. So I'm just,
I feel like if Bethany really hangs out with her and gets to know her, she would love Kristen.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, did Kristen say something like, I would have loved to have gotten advice or something? She's like, well, I don't even know you.
Yeah.
Right? So I know that she knew of the husband, what's his name again?
E-Boost.
Josh. she knew of him, but I mean, I think she can sense that Kristen does want to be close to her, or at least wants to get to know her a little more. And it's kind of like we said, like it's like
with Heather. Yes,
right?
And Heather.
It's like she kind of wants what she can't have, or she wants something that's like they're very indifferent. Like whatever, you want to be my friend, fine. If you don't, you don't. And she kind of like she's kind of driven to that because like that's Dorinda and Carol. They have that personality.
Right, exactly.
You know, whatever you want to do, I don't care. They're very busy. They just don't care. And I did feel like Kristen and Heather are a little more emotional, and that kind of turns her off a little bit. I guess that's the only thing I can really think of in terms of that. But yeah, and then of course Sonia arrives late. And what did you guys think about their reaction, the girls' reactions to Sonia tonight during Luann's dress launch?
I'm interested to hear what Luann thought of Sonia saying her line was for the masses, not for the classes.
Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't it? Who was the lady that said, who was the
Swami priestess?
Yeah. The Swami priestess said this was, what would she say, Swarmy?
She's like her advisor. She was on a past episode where she's like her
But Sonia was
advisor.
The one who said this line. This,
yeah.
For the masses, not the classes. Yeah.
Well, I think she was saying it in terms of the price point, but I think it also had a play on the fact that she's a countess, and you know, countesses wear very expensive clothing, I would think. I think she was playing with the idea that like this is like something that you could sell at like Target or you know, I don't know, another line, I don't even want to say names, and then people would be like, what? You know, but you know, it's like, it's an affordable line. We looked at it, it was cute, it was cute stuff. But it doesn't really equal her brand, because she's the countess, and she's not really like, you don't relate to her, she's not very relatable, she's like somebody that you would aspire to be like, she's fancy, she's everything, you know, she's upper class New Yorker. So I think Sonia was probably seeing that, and not putting that, she's not correlating the brand of the clothing to her. Still, you don't say that. And I'm sure she regretted it because she probably didn't realize camera was on.
Well, yeah, then she was saying to Kristen, right? Like, I know you're going to go tell, you're going to go run back and tell her. You're saying it in front of the cameras.
Exactly. Right.
She's going to hear it.
Do they forget that?
I don't know.
I feel like Sonia does a lot.
It must get really comfortable.
Yeah.
After a point.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Crazy. So before we get to Turks and Caicos,
we continue, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Mazda, for supporting us here at AfterBuzz. And Mazda has a very important question for you guys. Does driving matter to you? There's over 4 million miles in the U.S. to find out. That's a lot of ground to cover. A lot of highways, freeways, wrong ways, long ways. They're all there waiting to be driven on. So do you take that left turn at Albuquerque or just keep going? Do you wake up early Sunday morning for a drive before the traffic does, or do you take the long, winding road home for a change? If driving matters to you, just get out and drive. Why? Because driving matters. Mazda. So.
Nicely done.
They are traveling, and too bad they don't get to travel on a Mazda, Turks and Caicos, because they'd be riding in style and classy and cool. And
yep. Very true.
Instead, they're flying out of
New
York.
Snowy New York, exactly.
I wonder what the weather was in Turks and Caicos at that time.
It was warm when they got out of the car.
No,
and it
I
felt
know,
good,
but it didn't seem like it was too hot. By judging by their, it seemed like it was probably humid because Ramona's hair is pretty like.
And the ladies were asking if there was going to be air conditioning in the rooms.
Yeah,
and they were pretty skimpily dressed for dinner, and they weren't cold outside.
Yeah, so. That'll stall if the weather changes that about them though. They're always a little bit scandalously dressed. True. I mean, come on. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I'm not really kidding. Actually,
I really thought we were going to get a nip slip from.
Oh my God, Ramona!
From Ramona, right? Oh my God, with that outfit,
a nip slip. I was worrying we were going to see a bottom slip somehow.
When we transported to 1998, because Carol had this camcorder that she's like holding, like we're back in like literally the 90s doing a home movie.
The clear hooker shoes, the macrame dress, the 90s are back.
It's all throwback.
I don't understand. You have an iPhone. I don't get it. But she did. She tried to capture the memories, and she did so pretty well. We had, I think, with every single Housewives franchise, when they go away, there's room drama, but there's always the most room drama, as we know, with Sonia and Ramona. Just like Bethany said, she's like, I have a 4-year-old, and I don't have to deal with this.
Oh, my God. Bethany was like, she's Benjamin Button going backwards.
She's Benjamin Button going backwards.
She's going the wrong direction.
Her one-liners tonight
are the best.
You have to think to yourself, like, does she think of these ahead of time? Is she just that witty and just so smart and funny that she can think of these like that? If so, props to her. Even if she thinks of them ahead of time, still props to her. But so funny and so true. So who do you think out of the two, with Sonia and Ramona, who's the worst? Who's the most childish when it comes to the rooms?
Ramona.
Yeah, for sure.
She was the one, like, Sonia had a room, and Ramona would not even go look at the room that Sonia had.
Right, yeah.
And she had to have the room. And then when they got down there, they realized, oh, wait, we did kind of mess up. Like,
yeah. No bathtub.
There was a bathtub.
And Jesus the exact is punishing same. You.
Yeah. Jesus punishes. It's one of my favorite things to say, Jesus punishes.
Jesus, yep.
And I go to church every week, but, like, sometimes you just kind of have to be like, oh, see, look what you did.
There was some karma happening
there.
There was.
Carol stepped right in. She was like, Carol's like, this is our room now. And she basically just told Sonia, go downstairs. I was like, you can't hold two rooms.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And the funniest part that we were all cracking up is about the rooms were identical.
TV was in the same spot.
Props to the editors. You guys are amazing geniuses, because the fact that you can go back and forth, you're like showing them like, oh my God, we got the best room ever. And then you're showing the other ones and all the other girls going, wow, this room's great. Like, we got a great room. And it's the same room. And they're like, yeah, we get the only room like this. And then you just see the back and forth. It's hilarious. They're so blind.
And Sonia going back and forth with, like, she was convinced she had the better room.
Yes.
She was pissed that she had to give up and go downstairs with Ramona. Then she could stand there. Oh, you're right. This is the best
it's
room.
It's the same room.
Then 5 minutes later, it's, oh, God, we don't have a tub. My hair, and we can't get our hair wet, and we don't know how to use showers.
Can we borrow your tub?
The excuses.
Ridiculous.
It was amazing.
Who cares about the room? You sleep and get ready in it. You're on vacation. What are you going
to
do in
the
room?
And I love that she went and had the nerve to ask Bethany, like, can we use your tub?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which gave Bethany the wide open door to be like, God is punishing the two of you.
Exactly.
For trying to claim a room.
Do you remember the last time they stayed away, when they stayed with Aviva, and it was Sonia and Ramona, and when they were in the room getting ready, it was a funny scene. They had the rollers half in their hair, and they're just running around like two girls getting ready for like their first dates, and they're just so excited. It's like, you're getting ready to go downstairs to the people that you just saw. They're so fun. What should I wear tonight? It's just so funny to me. I love that they take this into, like, this is a big deal for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are on TV, but...
Yeah.
I get that you want to look nice and presentable, but yeah, it's not like you're going out in Vegas and you're going out to meet guys, right, or that you're going out to party with your girlfriends. Like, you're there having dinner. I'd be like, I'm throwing on a swimsuit cover, pull my hair in a ponytail, let's go. Like,
exactly.
I'm hungry.
Exactly.
Food, right now.
Right.
Lobster.
Exactly.
Let's do
Although
this.
That lobster looked amazing.
Amazing.
The food was ridiculous.
You
the
made
place
the best
ridiculous.
Comment. You get the one-liner comment of the night for my gum tastes like lobster right now, guys.
greatest
one-liner in the studio today.
I thank you. It was very organic. It came from the soul. I could taste the butter and like the lobster from Maine just like in my mouth, even though I'm sure it didn't taste like Maine lobster, but whatever. I just could taste the saltiness.
Delicious.
It was torture for all of us. We're sitting there like just staring at the food. Mm-hmm. But back to the place. So the place is beautiful. The chefs were amazing. Everything was perfect. And it makes me wonder, at what point did Carol decide to go to a stripper store or wherever she went, Pleasure Chest, whatever it was, and buy a pair of clear stripper shoes, which I must say I did own at one point when I was like 12 years old, because I could wear them and then wear my bell bottoms over it and I would be the tallest person ever. So they make you super tall, and around the pool they make your legs look amazing. So I wish I still own those.
I bought a pair too. I did a pageant once upon a time, like 8 million years ago, and I wore them like with the swimsuit.
Yeah,
like
they
half
do.
Of the girls wore clear stripper shoes with the swimsuit.
It's very
I was
true.
Like, okay, this is what I'd never done a pageant before. I'm like, I guess this is what you do. You go buy.
You
the
must
clear
have been
shoes.
A giant. Oh my gosh.
I was pretty tall then.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because they were the ridiculous platform.
Yeah.
Like, ridiculous.
Yep. That you could break your ankle in 2 seconds. But why would Carol... Okay, so, and then we see Ramona take them, and she's like, how much did you pay for these? And when Ramona likes the way her butt looks, and she likes the way she looks in a bikini, you cannot
get... There's no stopping.
Yeah, there's no stopping her. It's just so funny. She's like, can I have those... How much did you pay for them? She's like... Carol's like, $30. She's like, I'll give you $50. I'm going to keep them. She's like, it's not about the money. I bought these. I want them. I want to wear them. And it doesn't seem like she got them back from what I saw.
She seems so out of character for Carol to
I know. We
wear
were shocked
them.
That they were
after seeing her the way she looks. And like, I mean, who knows what she does in the bedroom. That's fine. But like,
we kind of know now.
Out with the girls, it was just, exactly. Out with the girls, it was just... A different side to her,
Well, I mean, I think we see little glimpses of her, like, kinky side here and there, so I feel like I'm not surprised she owns
the young boyfriend, the stripper shoes, and the long
hair, the blonde sex dream with Bethany.
Yep. And it was funny because we're going back, we saw Bethany and Luann complaining about Ramona, and rightfully so, about Ramona and Sonia's room issues. They're making fun of Ramona's shoes, and then we find out later they're Carol's shoes. I wonder how they feel about the shoes now, once we find out. Funny, though. And, you know, we see Bethany talking about the situation between Ramona. She's like, I haven't been here in a while. This is
interesting that I forgot how they act. I forgot how Ramona and Sonia act. They really are childish. And then we get the other best one-liner of the night from Bethany when she predicts that Ramona is going to come out and apologize to her. And she does. She's like, if you were a superhero, you'd be the if Sonia was a superhero, Ramona was a superhero, she would be the apologizer. And she called it.
Yeah, perfect.
Mm-hmm. So right on. So what, spot on.
What, I don't understand. She does. I mean, I think it's good to apologize, but there's a point where it's just meaningless.
Right.
It makes her feel better, I think, about the
right,
situation.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
If you're not apologizing to really apologize and mean what you're saying, then an apology should not be given in the first place.
Do you think she meant it, or do you think judging by what Bethany asked her to do?
She made the point. She's like, okay, so cool, we can switch rooms now then, right? And Ramona was like, do you have something that I can...
I lived with a girl like this.
Oh,
she would go off on you in a second. She always wanted to, like, emote, like, let her emotions out whenever she felt like it and just throw a complete tantrum and a fit. And she wanted you, when she was ready to apologize to you 4 minutes later, she wanted you to just be like, okay, I accept. Yeah. And, like, that was her whole pattern of behavior.
Yeah.
And I just would always be like, I'm not ready to talk to you right now. Mm-hmm. So that just threw off her whole game, you know?
Right.
So that was interesting.
It's similar.
So hold me kind of crazy
totally
after that.
Similar. Yeah. Oh, my God. That would have been so annoying. I can't with people like that.
Because it's just like you expect them to blow up, and then you expect that 3 minutes later they are going to apologize and not mean it, but they just want you to be over it.
Right.
Because they're over it.
Because
they got to get their emotions out, you know?
Well, then later on, it was interesting that she brought up Mario and how 4 years ago they had those renewal of the vows, which we all watched that season, and Bethany was pregnant during that time, and you know, we're diehard Real Housewives of New York City fans, so we've seen that episode thousands of times, but it's like, well, was that really on your mind? Because you think about the Berkshires the year before when she went home early and she blamed it on being upset about, wasn't she saying that she was upset about something when Ramona left the Berkshires early, mm-hmm. and then she said she was upset about something and that's why she left, and then really we found out she went to someone's party in the Hamptons.
Molly Sims party.
Yeah. So it's interesting that she's like this. I mean, I'm sure it's bothering her, of course, but I don't, was she trying to excuse her actions?
I think she was using it as an excuse for why she was misbehaving, but it's no excuse.
No.
Made no sense.
No, made no sense. Definitely not. Because Bethany's going through a lot, too, and she's not, you know, projecting things on other people, I don't think. I mean, I from what I see, I don't see that. But going into Sonia and is there anything you wanted to add before we get into Sonia and Bethany? Because that kind of took the last half of the episode.
Well, I think this would be a good time to talk about Dance Battle America. Okay, guys, so if you don't know, our AfterBuzz founder and e-host, who I'm sure you guys all know her from E!, Maria Menounos, and Julianne Hough, which you guys all probably remember from Dancing with the Stars, have had this fun thing over Instagram called Dance Battle, where they do post fun dances. This is not a professional thing at all, just turning on some music and having fun. Ashley has been in a lot
of them.
Yes, she's
been in
a lot of them. I've seen them. So if you guys want to go back and look at Maria's feed, Ashley is in all these
dances.
But they were doing it over the holidays. Other celebrities were getting in on it, like Amber Riley from Glee, Derek Hough, Kate Hudson jumped in, right? Mm-hmm. Over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So it's becoming a TV special. And you can be on it is the greatest part, which is what we're trying to tell you. So if you guys want to go to DanceBattleAmericaCasting.com. I know that was really long, so I'll say it again. www.DanceBattleAmericaCasting.com. You're going to find all the information on how you can submit yourself, make a video of yourself dancing. Again, not a professional thing, so anybody can do it. So, one more time, DanceBattleAmericaCasting.com for all the information on how to get on this special, and it's going to be on ABC in the fall, so we'd love to see you guys on it, and how awesome.
I can't imagine the dances that would come from Housewives fans, because we're all a little kooky, you know, all the Housewives fans, we're all a little fun, and I, you know, we're a lot of fun, actually, so I feel like the dances would be really interesting.
It'd be great to see the Housewives do stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Have all the franchises each do, like, a different one, you know, based on their franchise.
Franchises?
Yes.
Oh gosh. All think to yourself, we'll say it on
probably
the count of three.
Okay.
Hold on, let me think first. Okay, I'm gonna go with. Okay, ready? Would you have yours?
I'm going to say Jersey because I'm from Jersey.
All right. She said Jersey. Now you, that's fine. What are you going to say?
I was going to say Atlanta because I feel like they like all like show off and have fun in front of each other. And like with the other housewives, I feel like they're a little more, unless they're really drunk out drinking, they're like a little more standoffish and we're so classy and I don't know.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Beverly Hills would be hilarious. Because they'd be so classy. They would literally, I feel like all of them would, it would be a competition to who could do it the best and have it be the most like precise like dance moves.
Interesting.
Okay.
I was gonna say Jersey too because I'm from Boston. It's close to Jersey, and I know that we when we're dancing, we're like all night dancing, like till like four in the morning. Pumping. Oh yeah, we have everything going on. Yeah, big hair and like just music. You know, especially I just feel like the Jersey Shore.
Yeah,
Jersey.
That's what I was gonna say. Shout out to DJs in Thelma.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I don't think we'd be the classiest dancers out of all of them, but we would definitely be shaking
abandon.
Our butts.
Yes.
Okay, so in terms of the flirtation by Evelyn or Evelyn, how do you say her name? The woman that said that Sonia was flirting with her boyfriend.
Not sure.
Okay, we spelled it Y-V-E-L-I-N-E, so I think it's Evelyn, with a Y. It's a fancy name for Evelyn. Apparently, that day that they were all discussing Sonia having had drank too much the night before, and we saw that little glimpse of Sonia the night before. Remember when she was with her interns, and we were like, what was she doing? Like, because we get her quickly just with her interns, and then the next scene we saw, we're talking about last episode, the next season we saw was everybody else except Sonia talking about Sonia the night before. We didn't know what happened. Mm-hmm. Then we get a little glimpse of it. So clearly they did tape it. Maybe they're going to use it for lost footage. I don't know. But we see that she thought someone's boyfriend was gay and that it was her gay boyfriend. And this woman, Evelyn, was like, no, it's my boyfriend. He's not gay. He's not your gay boyfriend. And I guess something went on there, obviously not very good, that they all brought it up during Turks and Caicos. Did you think it was appropriate to bring it up? Or do you think that at this point they're bringing it up because they want to give her the realization that things are not good when she's drinking?
I think they probably shouldn't have brought it up. I mean, they brought it up because they're on a TV show and they have to bring it up and there has to be a story. But in real life, I think they probably shouldn't have brought it up because we've all, I don't want to speak for everyone, but I've been there where in New York City, as a matter of fact, I was going through a really hard time and you just go out and you drink and you make a fool of yourself and it's just part of the way some people deal with things. I'm not saying it's right. And to have your friends bring it up and act like you have a problem or bring it up and act like you embarrassed yourself, you know, if they just weren't doing it in a way that was, I think, would help her on vacation.
Right.
Like, just forget about it for now, at least, and let her do her thing and get through this hard time, because I don't think she's going to be like this for the rest of her life.
Going with what you just said, why doesn't, unless they edit it out, I wonder why Sonia doesn't ever say, you guys, like, why are you doing this in front of the cameras? You're just trying to be my real friends. That would be my first defense if I were to defend myself. I'd be like, well, if you love me, why didn't you call me last night? Why are you talking about it now?
Right. And, like, if I'm embarrassing myself, it doesn't help that you're telling all of America.
Right.
I'm, like, making it worse.
Which makes me think she's either saying that, which I couldn't imagine her not ever saying that, or it's that, you know, she's saying that and they're editing it out, or she's told not to say it.
Right.
I don't know.
It seemed like they were trying to make it come off a little bit jokey and like, hey, Sonia, you know, cheats. And she's like, I haven't cheated on Dominic. And they're like, well, you were trying to kiss that guy. I mean, depends on what people call cheating and whatnot, but how they define it. When they're all drinking at the end of the day, certainly not a good time to bring it up. You want to talk about it maybe at breakfast. It comes up and you just have a mimosa in your hand or something and you're starting your day and you're like, hey, that other day, this kind of bothered all of us. Because you're right. They're going to have to do it on camera at some point. That's just the way they're going to make the show go. But approaching it, it got very mean-spirited quickly. That was my issue with it. It wasn't a joke. It was very mean-spirited. And then Ramona just kind of ran away. She, like, brought it up, started the drama, and then, like, walked away and left Bethany to deal with it.
Oh, do you think that's why Ramona was so upset when she heard the fight between Bethany and Sonia? Because she secretly felt like she had started it?
I think Ramona was just trying to get attention because, Ramona doing that was so obnoxious.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I found that so obnoxious of her to do in the middle of dinner. Oh my God, somebody close the door. I can't handle this. Somebody go close the door. I'm good. Somebody needs to.
Very good, Ramona.
I'm sorry.
Very good, actually.
I'm getting a little heated because it was so just
And she went in and said, "You're upsetting me." And then she was like, "You're upsetting all of us."
Yeah, me and us.
Like, if it's upsetting you, then if it was upsetting me, I'd go, I'd close the door, be like, "Hey guys, sorry, that's really bothering me. Like, it's killing my vibe right now."
And that's what I would have done.
But not thrown, like, a tantrum about it so that all the attention was, like, on you.
Right. Because I feel like I have reaction, kind of like, I thought it was she was having anxiety from people having an intense argument around her, which I get that way. I, like, have to run away from anyone having any confrontation because it makes me, like, super anxious and I can't deal. But I think I would have quietly shut the door. I wouldn't have run in and be like, "You need to stop arguing and come," you know. That was just, I didn't like the way she dealt with that. And this whole thing, like, why is this coming up on day one? Because didn't they all agree in the car when they were talking about her and whether or not to tell Sonia, like, "We think you have a drinking problem"? Didn't they all agree, like, let's keep an eye on her in Turks and Caicos and see how it goes?
Yes.
There was no need to bring this up on the first day.
Yeah, you're right.
She wasn't
really
causing any problems that first day.
No.
She wasn't drunk. She wasn't drunk at all.
You know, it reminds me of, if you've ever, I'm sure at some point in your life you've all encountered someone who had a drinking problem or maybe, whatever, some type of problem where they used a substance.
Legitimately needed help, yeah.
Right. And they all, at least for what I've seen, they all seem to have the same defense mode that they go into. And it's like we saw tonight with Bethany, which we'll get into in a minute, but it's just that shut down immediately. You don't hear anything that's coming out of the person's mouth. You can hold them and touch them and grab their face and do whatever you can to get through them, but they only hear that something that you don't even know what they're hearing, just like Bethany said. So it's like, even if they said nothing, and maybe they just said something 2 days later, and it was after watching her, and maybe she didn't drink that much, and they said something, and it was at breakfast, I don't think it could have gone any better. I don't think anything can change the fact that Sonia is in denial and she's not able to hear anybody or understand where people are coming from. And let's get into the Bethany thing, because this part was really, really important. What was Bethany's real reason for doing what she did? Because it seemed like, as much as she was trying to get her to listen, when she did have the opportunity to get her to listen, she didn't really say much.
Exactly. I was like, what is Bethany trying to say? Because she keeps saying, "Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me." What are you saying after that?
Right.
But about
so
what?
So it's interesting, because I thought it was just me that thought that. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys
feel
the same way?
Did you get it?
Go ahead.
I was going to say yes and no. I think that was editing.
Okay.
A little bit.
I don't know, though, because it didn't edit between, like, when she'd say, "Listen, listen, listen," and then the 2 seconds that she'd get her, it's like Bethany would almost forget what she was supposed to say, or she wouldn't know what she needed to tell her. And I don't know if that's just because she was fighting to get her to listen so much that once she got her, she's like, okay, I don't have much time to get her to not talk. What do I have to say? Forget. And, like, then you forget what's going to come out of your mouth because you're not able to think because you're just trying to get them quiet. So I don't know how it was.
Well, later I wrote down, she said, "You drink to escape." So I don't know if she was just saying that.
Was that the reason she wanted to get her quiet?
I don't know.
Well, Sonia said the girls, the first thing we saw of her talking to Bethany was when Sonia said the girls are being hard on her and hitting below the belt. And Bethany was trying to calm her down, saying, okay, listen to what we're saying. We know that you've got issues. We know that there's, like, stuff going on. But you're getting defensive right now, and you're not able to actually take in what they're saying to you. Right. So I think she was trying to kind of go off what the ladies had already brought up about the whole, like, the drinking is a little bit of an issue, and I understand why you're drinking, but how can we fix it? I think that's what Bethany's intentions were. And Sonia just started babbling about 50 different things.
Yeah, she said, I'm a bad friend.
Yeah.
I'm the worst friend.
Yeah.
Bethany wasn't
getting
it.
Bethany wasn't really able to get anything out, because she's like, you're not even listening. You're not even listening. You're just going off.
Yeah. Well, that's like similar to somebody that is in denial. They're just going to go off because they're just assuming that you're not trying to say anything that's going to help them, or that you're trying to say something to make them wake up and see what's really going on. Regardless, they don't look at it as like, hey, you're trying to be on the same page with me. No matter how much Bethany tried, and I can relate to that. I've had friends that you try to get them to listen, and no matter what you do, no matter how much you're like, we're on the same page, I get it, I'm just like you, blah, blah, blah. They see it as you're trying to say the end all of this conversation is going to be, you need help. You know, she doesn't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. It was sad. It was very sad. I felt for Bethany. I really did. But I didn't understand I wanted to know what was it that she really was trying to tell her.
Right. I don't know. Do you guys know?
They've always told her she has a drinking problem.
Yeah. She drinks to escape. Okay. She's going through a hard time. We've all done it. She acts a little crazy, but yeah. I don't know.
I was happy that somebody broke her down to the point where she stopped babbling denial stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 1 second. But it is a disappointment that either it was edited out or in the end, Bethany really didn't have like a little nugget of anything.
Right.
To give her. Or maybe it was just that the nugget to us was so nugget-like because we were expecting, because we were waiting and waiting and the expectation was growing and growing and growing. Like, what is she going to say once she gets her quiet? What is it going to be? And then we're expecting something so big and then it's, not that that's not big, but we've heard it hundreds of times and everybody tells her she has a drinking problem. So I don't know.
But then even when Luann walked in later and was like, you guys, and she was very firm, was dinner served. We're having dinner now. I also understand Bethany and Sonia's perspective and, like, we're having a conversation here. I don't care if dinner's being served.
Oh, my God, me too. I'm like, Miss Etiquette,
I know dinner.
If it's
a sit-down dinner where each course is being served and there's a waiter, you know, I'm just all about the impressions tonight, y'all.
There was, though. There was, for sure.
There was a person serving them, but it wasn't a black tie sit-down fancy dinner.
It was like with someone's wedding.
It wasn't like they were left sitting there going, we can't eat because they're not here. Like, go and eat. It's okay. We'll eat later. I think she wanted all of them together, which, once again, fine. I don't think it was a big deal that Sonia and Bethany wanted to finish the conversation. But the second Luann showed up, what bothered me was what Sonia said to Luann. Bethany's insulting me. She's insulting me.
Says I'm the worst friend.
That says she's trying to close the door on me. Yeah, what the heck is
that? So that's why I was wondering. Something's getting edited out. We're not seeing it all. Because is Sonia that delusional to think that Bethany's insulting her when Bethany is the only person that's just genuinely trying to help her? Mm-hmm. That's why I think there was some sort of editing stuff that we're not seeing.
Hmm. Right. Because it probably was a 10-minute long fight, but we probably saw 2.5
minutes at the most. Very, very true. Right.
So we forget about that. We are missing something.
I mean, at the point where she said, shut the F up, we have to think there had to been at least 6 minutes more of a fight because you can't really go to, I mean, I was ready to say something, but I don't think I would blow up like that from a minute of a conversation because that's really, like you say, when you narrow it down, that wasn't 10 minutes on
and they
on
hadn't
Housewives.
Finished eating their salads when Ramona even went. And
exactly.
I'm sorry, I'm a little fatty. I'm going to flip and wolf that salad down. I'll be gone in 2 minutes.
Right.
That salad was still sitting there, so.
Yep, very true. Well, actually, were you talking about Bethany's salad?
Everyone's salad.
No, I don't think so. I think they brought Bethany the salad after because she had not gotten to the salad yet.
Even when Ramona went out, they were still finishing up.
Yes. I thought you meant the end because they were Because I was trying to figure out why she was having the salad, but then I'm like, oh, wait, Bethany's having the first course because they didn't give her that yet. Mm-hmm. So they waited for her. But yeah, we really analyzed the episode. Sorry. she yells at her. Bethany yells at Sonia. Sonia obviously didn't take in anything that was said. And then they go back to the table, and Sonia's reaction to everybody is, oh, we had a heart-to-heart. You know, her response to everybody is, we had a heart-to-heart. And it's like, Bethany's so tired, and you just see, of anybody, Heather's the one who goes and says, guys, don't ask her questions. Leave her alone. Like, let her eat for a second. She's, like, so tired looking. She's exhausted, and she looks hungry and tired, and just, like, the air is just sucked out of her. And that's kind of what ends the episode. And, you know, I think anything else you guys want to add?
Because Luann was talking about the great sex she had. Yes. Which is like the weirdest,
I forgot that on purpose.
I think they were just trying to segue and like change the subject and take the like focus off of Bethany and Sonia to bring it some like lighthearted conversation in.
Who did she say it was with? She didn't say it was with.
I think the girls were joking that it was her vibrator.
She was acting like, she was, like, trying to sound, like, so deep, and she was, like, giving this, like,
she's like, I don't know. It was like the rainbows and the Skittles came
in,
and then the
clouds.
So weird. I said, oh, yeah, it's all so hot and exciting the first 6 weeks.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Every single time anyone on a reality show talks about sex, it's the best sex they've ever had. Or, like, anyone in your life, when they start sleeping with someone new, it's like, the best sex I've ever had. It's like, in the first 6 weeks, sure it is, because you can't remember the last person being very good, because it got old. It's always the best sex you've ever had, because you can't remember having good sex. I just can't. It's also exciting in the beginning.
Perfect. Yeah, you two win the awards tonight for the best one-liners. Oh, it's also great for the first 6 weeks, and hers, this gum tastes like lobster right
and
now.
I think with 4 predictions, we should get into our taglines. Yes. Really great.
Ooh. Hashtag, it's also great for the first 6 weeks.
I can't even. So this is if we were the Real Housewives of Los Angeles. And Sam Vincino. So I thought of mine last minute, just like, I said, you can take the girl out of Boston, but you can't take the Boston out of the girl.
Yes!
Mine says, I may be overeducated, but I'm not overrated.
I like it.
It makes no sense because I'm not overeducated. I went to law school.
No. Oh, yeah. You're very much overeducated.
It's a stupid. Overrated in what? I have no idea. Stupid, but I'm a writer.
She's amazing. All right. This one I got to hear.
Oh, God. Spunky, sassy, and almost always classy.
I don't have a thing, so mine was very last minute.
It's okay.
But I said, I may not be Lord of the Manor, but I am Queen of the Castle.
Oh. Nice. Taglines. So you guys write us your taglines and stuff. I think it was Meadow Soprano who had reminded me and said happy birthday
Meadow
last
Soprano.
Week.
Meadow Soprano?
That's her name on YouTube.
Oh,
her user
oh
name.
I was like,
it's like, yeah, you guys, Jamie Lynn Sigler was like texting.
Oh my God. She did one, when she was on Watch What Happens Live, she did her housewife chat. It was something about like, come play in my meadow.
Oh,
because she was Meadow Soprano.
Of course.
Something cute like that.
All right, let's get into some predictions.
Mm. And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
I'll start.
She'll take mine. That's fine. I'll agree with you.
No.
No,
are you sure?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, okay.
Well, maybe you won't say what I'm going to say, so whatever.
I'm so excited to see this very assertive side of Dorinda.
That's
what I'm most excited to see. And she kind of, I mean, she's telling Heather that she's acting like the B word, and then she's telling Sonya to not be a victim. So I'm excited to see this real side of Dorinda and her kind of jumping into the fray now and being like, okay, I'm sick of you guys being like crazy anymore. I'm not going to handle this. Everyone's getting put in their place. Mm-hmm.
Nice. I just want to say that they're in the same dresses when Ramona is crying with Bethany. So where does this night go? It doesn't end there, clearly. Mm-hmm. After the salad and the lobster comes the cry.
Major tears for both of them.
Yeah,
really.
Major tears. I thought in the very beginning when we saw the previews of the whole season that it was about their husbands, but I think it might be about Sonya.
Oh, you know what? I thought it was going to be about Sonya, but now I think it might be about the husbands.
I think it's about Mario.
Why would you cry that much for Sonya to the point where you're like, bawling like it's like
I
originally thought it was for Sonya, but now after seeing it I think it's for Mario.
It's definitely the husbands. I think Ramona's gonna open up to Bethany about what she said earlier to Sonya about how it was 4 years since the thing and you were crying during my wedding vows and now look at you and look at me, we're both single and whatever. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go way outside of the box this week.
Good.
And pick up with how Bethany was kind of picking on Heather, like, you should really forget your jeans, like, they're great, but you should really be doing workout gear.
She was like,
you should really break it. It's like,
but that's what she did first before jeans, I'm pretty sure.
I'm already making it, so why are you telling me I can break in? And she's saying nobody else has that. I'm like, I can think of 18 clothing lines right now. Are you kidding me?
Kate Hudson does it now.
I mean, please. So I'm wondering if there's going to be a point that Heather's had it and Heather snaps at Bethany maybe a little.
Very well could happen. We've seen Heather snap.
Because she also was like, don't use that glass in the ice, blah, 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 blah. And then Heather...
That's a serious thing, as a bartender, you eat glass in there.
And Heather kind of graciously was like, oh, yeah, thank you for telling me. And then Bethany's like, and no, serious, it's a really big deal.
I think I have to go with, as much as I don't think it was like maybe the delivery wasn't right, like, I know I'm super adamant about that when people do that, because literally you can swallow a piece of glass and
it's a major lawsuit.
Right.
That's why everything's with a scoop.
And just the fact that you'll never be able to breathe again, I don't think, if you have like a giant piece of glass in your throat. Mm-hmm. So, super serious matter. Maybe could have been a little nicer delivery. But
even Heather said something kind of snarky, though, too. I don't know if you guys caught it.
No.
She said it under her breath. She said something from like, oh, I'll take it from the drinker, from the...
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She's
remember?
Like, oh, fashion girls.
Need you boozy girls. And I was like,
but Bethany was good, because Bethany was like, yep, exactly. Like, Bethany agreed with it, almost like, made it, like, didn't bother her. Either it didn't bother her, or she acted like it didn't.
I like that they're trading quips, because Bethany was kind of trying to have the upper hand on Heather, I felt like, and now Heather's like, oh, fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trade tit for tit.
But then she's the first one to defend her come to her rescue during the dinner when she's just trying to have her salad when Bethany gets back. And she's like, just leave her alone, guys. Leave her alone. Which I don't know if Bethany liked that, because Bethany doesn't like when Heather tries to take care of her.
But exactly.
Anyway. So where can we find everybody? We'll start with you.
Guys, Megan here. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Megan Stecher. It's MEGANSTECHER.
And you guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com.
Fern Ronay here. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y. And I'm in the middle of my content edit on my novel that'll be released this year. Yay. The story of a single 29-year-old Manhattan lawyer who's guided by her dead Italian grandparents. So follow me and get all the release information.
Why can't that be a TV show?
I know.
We have to sell that. Wait, I'm going to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, this is Ashley. You can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels, Instagram at Miss Ashley Daniels. And we will see you next week for another episode. I will be in Boston, but you'll see hopefully these three lovely ladies next week. And I will miss you. I hope you have a great 4th, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
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 From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.